Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
I want to jump in live. Biden is taking questions at the G7 summit right now after he and Zelensky just signed a deal. So let's take a listen. He's talking about his son as well.
Extremely proud of my son Hunter. He has overcome an addiction. He's one of the brightest, most decent men I know, and I am satisfied that I'm not going to do anything. I said I abide by the jury decision, and I will do that, and I will not pardon him.
President Zelensky, a number of leaders here in Italy, including President Biden, are facing upcoming election challenges. How will the security agreement signed tonight and the other promises of support continue if they are not in office? And what's your contingency plan if they don't?
Thank you.
But if I can't
for this question
in Ukrainian language,
may I ask?
Thank you so much.
First and foremost, I'd like to thank the people of the nations, first and foremost, to the United States, to the countries in Europe and on other continents who have supported us since the very beginning of this absolutely unjust war of Russia against the people of Ukraine. That is it. They've been killing people, homes and territory, all that is very important. It is part of life, but first and foremost, we're speaking about people and lives of people. You understand? And this war was unjust since the very beginning, the war of this evil, whose name is Putin, the war against the people of Ukraine, and he has killed so many people. To say that it is not him, there was a military man who did it.
Thank you, Matt. I don't want to hear Zelensky. I really wanted to hear what Biden had to say about Hunter. So he says he's not going to pardon him. All right. Breaking news, Joe Biden will not pardon Hunter Biden. That's what he just said. He will not pardon Hunter Biden. I guess the question is, do we believe him? Now, the first time Joe Biden's lied about something. So do we believe him? But he said, I respect it and I'm not going to pardon him. Okay. Welcome to the show. Glad you're here. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. By the way, Biden was wandering aimlessly at the G7. At one point, somebody had to grab him and bring him back. I mean, there's all these videos of him just wandering aimlessly, and like he has no clue where he is, and it's just bad. It's bad optics, bad looks. Like I've been saying to you, if they are going to try to pull a little surprise, they got to wait to the last possible minute. They can't do it now. So, and there's no reason to pardon Hunter Biden yet. You don't do it now. The pardon, if he does it, the pardon is the excuse to get out of the race. Right? The pardon is the excuse because he comes out and he says, well, even though I said I wasn't going to, my son has collapsed, he's relapsed, whatever it is. I don't know, whatever it is. I got to give him a pardon, and then he gets out. But they don't do that till August. There's plenty of time for that. So I guess the question is just whether or not you believe the guy or not. As God knows, Biden's lied a lot over the years. A lot. So that's, do you believe him? But I'm just telling you, and I'm not, look, if it happens, it will be mid-August. It's going to be the convention. If there's going to be a different nominee emerging, they're going to do it at the very last possible moment. They cannot afford for people to be outraged by this. And it's got to be something that's done. It also avoids the Democrats. Don't forget, you got to realize a lot of Democrats hate Joe Biden and hate this administration. And they're unhappy. So you don't want Bernie getting back in there. You don't want Bernie turning around and saying, all right, well, now I'm going to try to be the nominee. That's the problem for them, is that in addition to having a terrible candidate, they have a candidate who's unpopular within his own party, and they have a rebellious party that could easily try to sabotage the process. And then you get somebody that they can't control. So that's the other reason why, again, if they're going to choose a different nominee at the convention in August, because as of right now, there is no Democrat nominee for president. There's a presumptive nominee in Joe Biden. If they're going to do it, they wait till the last possible second. Anyway, Zelensky's saying we need new Patriot systems urgently. So I'm sure there'll be even more money that'll be going towards Ukraine any moment now, I'm sure. There's another question for we'll just monitor this, and if they go to Biden again, we might jump in. I didn't really need to hear him about Zelensky, but I am curious if Biden will say anything else about Hunter. He's staring at the podium right now, looking like he has no clue where he is, but he's got all the notes, and now he's being asked about Hamas. And actually, let's jump in on this. This is a question regarding Israel and Hamas. Let's see what the president
said. Time ago, about it, after the skydiving demonstration, can you give us your assessment of Hamas's response? And do you believe that they are trying to work towards a deal, or is this response working against a deal? And what is your message to allies, including those here at the G7, about what more, if anything, the U.S. can do to drive towards a peace agreement? Thank you.
I wish you guys would play by the rules a little bit. I'm here to talk about a critical situation in Ukraine. You asked me another subject. I'll be happy to answer it in detail later. But the bottom line is,
doesn't have the answers right now.
We've made an agreement. I've laid out an approach that has been endorsed by the UN Security Council, by the G7, by the Israelis, and the biggest hang-up so far is Hamas refusing to sign on, even though they have submitted something similar. Whether it had not comes to fruition remains to be seen. We're going to continue to push. I don't have a final answer for you.
I wish you guys would stick to the rules and only go with the questions that I have answers to, all right? I got a stack of answers in my hand here. Only ask me those questions. Okay, I should mention to you some breaking news just as we came on the air today. Patch.com reporting a rare type of whale washed up Thursday in Spring Lake, New Jersey. A rare beaked whale washed up ashore around 6 a.m. St. Clair Avenue in Spring Lake. So Spring Lake is considered the North Jersey shore. The whale is measured just over 13 feet in length, and it was in moderately decomposed condition. Its carcass was removed by the Monmouth County Department of Public Works and taken to the New Jersey Department of Agriculture lab in Trenton to determine what caused its death. When those results become available, they'll be shared here on the Marine Mammal Stranding Center's website. And obviously, what they will tell everybody is, of course, is that it had nothing to do with the sonar mapping for wind turbines off the Jersey Shore. Some New Jersey Republican lawmakers and ocean advocacy groups say they suspect sonar could be hurting whales and causing the increase in whale and dolphin beachings at the Jersey Shore. Both Atlantic Shores Offshore Wind and Ørsted confirmed to NJ1015 they have used sonar extensively along the Jersey coast to find suitable places to build their turbines. Danish company Ørsted has since canceled all wind projects off New Jersey, saying they are not economically viable. Atlantic Shores is still trying to build 110 turbines 10 miles off Barnegat Light. 10 miles. 110 of these monsters. Massive monsters, these wind turbines. Not a single one has been built yet, but it's the sonar mapping. And, of course, the feds and NOAA, the National Oceanographic Atmospheric Administration, they come out and they say there's no evidence that sonar blasting can hurt the whales. Now, there's no evidence that sonar blasting can't hurt the whales because they're not doing anything to try to figure it out. Except that Michael Schellenberger and his group did a documentary where they absolutely prove that the intense noises generated from the sonar mapping is interfering with the whales and dolphins' navigation systems and driving them mad. They think that there's predators and prey, and that's causing them to ram into boats, causing them in many cases to beach themselves if they fear that there is a predator. But the government doesn't want to listen to science and doesn't want to listen to data. They're so obsessed with building these monstrosities off the coast. Because why? Because they're selfish. That's why. These Democrats, I told you this before, dead Democrats vote, dead whales don't vote. So they don't care about dead whales and dolphins. So as long as this can help Phil Murphy, King Philip the Unaccountable, potentially now become president someday because the party's freaking nuts and they love wind turbines and they don't care about dead whales and dolphins, they'll keep going with this. The whale is a member of the beaked whale family, which is a rare type of whale that usually lives in deep waters offshore, according to the Marine Mammal Stranding Center. Beaked whales are one of the least known groups of marine mammals, as they live in deeper waters offshore, spend little time on the surface, and exhibit elusive behavior, making it difficult for researchers to study them. This is the big story of the day brought to you by our buddy Dr. Mike Vanaria. VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. VANARIA, VanariaDental.com. And, you know, speaking of the Jersey Shore, our next live event at the Grand Hotel of Cape May is a week from tomorrow. So Friday, June 21st, live at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. The Admiral of the Zioli Navy, Jimmy Failla, is going to stop by as well. And, of course, we have our Politics and Pints event with Jack Carr coming up on Tuesday, June 25th at the Zlock Performing Arts Center at Bucks County Community College in Newtown, PA. So, yeah, there's a lot to get into. Let's jump in a little bit more here into this summit, Matt, if you could for me.
Excellent. This deadline passed on June 8th, and now yet the international community has not seen this strategy. Has it been developed? And if the strategy is classified, what step does your administration plan to take to hasten Ukraine victory in the war? It's my first question. The second will be to the president.
What was the last part of your question?
Has it been developed, this strategy, and what steps does your administration plan to take to victory Ukraine in the war?
The steps we're going to take to make sure that Ukraine has victory and that Russia does not prevail is continued support. What we just signed. We signed that, and a significant number of nations have signed it. We have convinced the G7, we've got support of the G7, and quite frankly, 48 other countries. We sat with the Prime Minister of Japan, South Korea. We have 50 nations have signed up beyond the NATO and the G7. And so we're going to stay as long as it takes. With regard to the plan, that is a plan in process now. We're discussing with our Ukrainian friends exactly what it would be. We have a lot of movement toward that. We know the outlines of it. We have not done the detail of it all. But we know what Ukraine is capable of doing when given the material to defend themselves, and that's exactly what they're doing now.
All
right, so as this highly scripted press conference continues and Biden scolds everybody, I wish you guys would play by the rules, huh? Only ask me the questions I have answers to. By the way, there's more information trickling out. So I got a couple interesting tweets. Let's see. I just got in here. Let's see. From Constitutional Tony sending me a tweet from Paul Sperry. Paul Sperry, we've had on the show a number of times. Real Clear Investigations. Subpoenaed bank records reveal another Biden Chinese bag man, Bo Zhang of Harv's Investment Group, pumped $145,000 into two Hunter Biden shell companies in 2016 while Biden was VP. Biden's body man, Franny, solicited funds from Zhang to pay off Hunter's mounting debts. Somebody else is saying that apparently one of our colleagues on the station was saying that anyone who thinks they won't run Joe Biden is a clickbait radio show conspiracy theorist. You see, I guess the difference between me and other radio hosts is I lived through this in Jersey. They literally did this in Jersey back in 2004 when Doug Forrester was going to beat Robert Torricelli, and they swapped out Torricelli and put in Frank Lautenberg. After the election deadline had passed, after the deadline for filing candidates had passed, we watched this happen. If you were part of Jersey politics back then, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Democrats will do anything it takes to win. They did this after overseas ballots had been printed, and it was a huge court case. And the New Jersey Supreme Court unanimously ruled they had to have a Democrat on the ballot. So, yeah, you know, clickbait conspiracy theorists, all I can tell you is when you're there in working in New Jersey politics, as I was at the time, I was a Republican county chairman, and you watch this happen. You see that your guy who's got a lead against a corrupt senator, 2002, whatever it was, got a corrupt senator in Robert Torricelli, and the torch is going to go down. And Democrats go, we don't care. We'll do whatever we want. It doesn't matter. Rules don't matter. Deadlines don't matter. It's all arbitrary to us. It doesn't matter. If we think we're going to lose, the guy goes out. If we think we're going to win, the guy stays in. That's how these people do this. And that was for a Senate seat. That was for the U.S. Senate seat. That wasn't for the presidency. You think that if they, by August, if Biden's numbers are this bad and Biden's this bad and the financial crimes trial is looming, you think the Democrats are not going to try to pull some shenanigans? Then you're just not paying attention to what they've done in the past. Look, what is past is prologue. I believe there's wisdom in that. What's past is prologue. And it may not happen. It may not happen. But I think the biggest mistake you can make is to assume that there's no way it happens. Because in 2002, when Doug Forrester was beating Robert Torricelli, when that was happening, nobody thought they were going to pull that stunt because the deadline to change candidates had long passed. The overseas ballots had been printed and mailed out, and you had a number of other candidates running for various political parties, and they all filed amicus briefs with the Republican Party of New Jersey and said, you don't need a Democrat on the ballot. You got plenty of choices for the voters. But the Supreme Court of New Jersey said, we don't care. We think we got to have a Democrat. And then what happened? Doug Forrester lost. So they'll play that crap. They'll play those games for a U.S. Senate seat. Imagine what they'll do for the presidency. And imagine what they'll do when the guy who comes in is named Donald Trump. Remember, it's not just a situation of it's Nikki Haley who's going to keep this Ukraine piggy bank going. It's not a situation where it's just another rhino Republican who's going to just let the money flow. You're talking about Trump coming in with a blowtorch sledgehammer cudgel against the deep state. So to say that it's just a conspiracy theory means that you're not paying attention to what they did, the stunts that they've pulled in the past. But I was there. I was there. We all lived it in the New Jersey Republican Party back then. We didn't think it was possible. And we sure as hell thought that we would prevail in court. You know, when they were filing all those briefs on behalf of the Forrester campaign and the New Jersey Republican Party, we thought for sure. It was very simple. The law was on our side. The law was very clear. Here's the deadline. Here's a statute. Here's the deadline. Here's a statute. This is the deadline according to statute. That was for a U.S. Senate seat. So you don't think they'll try to play games for the presidency of the United States of America? So come on. Like, you know, I can't guarantee anything's going to happen. I don't have a crystal ball. And maybe my sense of that is jaded because of what they literally did in New Jersey 20 years ago. But if you talk to people in Jersey politics, they'll tell you the same thing. Oh yeah, they're gonna pull it to Orselli. They'll pull it to Orselli on Biden, and they'll put somebody else in his place because they can't afford to lose. It doesn't matter to them. Whatever it takes to maintain power. That's all they care about. These people is power. Remember, in 2016, they thought they were gonna beat Trump. You know, the polling data showed that Hillary Clinton had a 99.99% chance of winning that election. So they there was no reason to get rid of her, but if they thought that she was going to lose, I think they would have dumped her back then. But the polls were wrong, and the polls showed that she was going to win. Well, now the polls are all showing that Trump is going to win. So everything's different. And this guy's deteriorating mental health and the looming financial crimes over Hunter Biden. That case set to go on trial in September. So, you know, Biden can stand up there and say he's not going to pardon his son. Yeah, he can say that now in June. Doesn't mean he's going to be saying the same thing in, I don't know, August. Oh, we'll see. We'll see what happens. But call me jaded and call me skeptical, given what they've pulled in the past. For a freaking U.S. Senate seat, they were so worried about losing a Senate seat, a United States Senate seat, that they didn't care the fact that they broke the law, violated the law, the deadlines, the statutes. Didn't care. Didn't matter to them. Maintaining power is everything for these people. They could have flipped the Senate to Republican control. They were not going to have that. You think they're just going to lose? They're just going to go into the fall with a losing candidate and just no big deal. We'll try again in 2028. Have fun, Pops. They have so much dirt on this guy involving Ukraine and China, and it keeps coming out. For a reason, it keeps coming out. They had so much dirt on this guy, and you think they're just going to go into this race in 2024 and just go, no big deal, Trump wins, it's fine, don't worry about it. Got an election every 4 years, all good. Or do you think that they're probably more likely to take a playbook out of what they literally did in New Jersey? Which is to swap candidates. And you might say, well, it's different. It's the president. Exactly. It's the presidency. And there's a whole lot more at stake than a U.S. Senate seat. And their brazenness and their arrogance. And they didn't care. And they still won. You see, that's the thing, is that you would think that when they made that swap back then and they dug up Frank Lautenberg, who was legally dead at the time. He's dead again now, but he was dead then, too. And they dug him up and they supercharged the volts on his neck like Frankenstein, and there he was again. You would have think the voters in New Jersey would have been so offended by that they would have voted for the Republican. Nope, they voted for the Democrat. Democrat won. So, you know, I'm just saying, these people stop at nothing to maintain power. Never underestimate what they are capable of doing. Never. Never underestimate. But just like in that election, they waited till, well, in that sense, literally after the deadline had passed. And there's no rush. August is 2 months from now. That's a million years in political lifetimes. A million years in political years. It really is. It's a long time from now. Long time from now. 855-839-1210. But you know what's not long for now is the Jack Carr event. That's coming up really, really fast. So here's the deal. June 25th, Navy SEAL sniper, author of Red Sky Morning, the seventh book in the Jack Carr James Reese series, will join me, my guest, the Zlock Performing Arts Center at Bucks County Community College in Newtown, PA. Tickets are on sale at 1210WPHT.com. 1210WPHT.com. Get your tickets today, because this event will sell out. Trust me on this. I mean, everybody wants to see Jack Carr. The VIP event sold out like that, and there's some tickets left for the general show, but either way, you're going to meet Jack. You're going to shake his hand. He's going to sign your book for you. So it's a big deal. So if you're a fan of Jack Carr, if you always wanted to read his stuff, now's your chance. So get your tickets today before they're all gone. 1210WPHT.com. 1210WPHT.com. Coming right back.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, congrats to my buddy. everybody, Matt Rooney. Tonight is the night he's going to be inducted as the president of the Camden County Bar Association. You can catch Matt Rooney's show every Sunday night right here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHG, The Matt Rooney Show. So Biden just wrapped up his... and you can also check out Matt's website, too, SaveJersey.com. It's a great, does a great blog there talking about all the corruption in New Jersey. So let's see. Couple tweets here. I got during the break. Johnny Butter. Rich, couldn't Biden just wait until after the election to pardon Hunter? Yeah, sure. No, I just think the pardon would be used as an excuse to drop out if they want him out. Somebody else said, I get the point about Lautenberg, but how do you pull 50 Lautenbergs? Well, no, you're still just one because you're. Remember, it's the electors you're voting for, not the candidates. So the electors would just vote for the other Democrat. That's all. You're not actually voting. When you go to vote, you're not voting for Joe Biden or Donald Trump. You're voting for their electors. So those electors are already on the ballots. They'll be on the ballots, and they'll just vote for whoever they're told to do. You know what I mean? So you don't have to worry about that. So the candidate itself is not who you vote for. That the electors vote for that candidate in the Electoral College. So anyway, what else we got? We got a lot today. We got a lot. Trump met with Republican lawmakers in Washington today, and he pointed out that we have Russian warships off the coast of Florida, which is ironic, too, because the guy was apparently a Putin puppet, and yet in all those years, we never had Russian warships off the coast of Florida. Come on, man. What kind of a low-energy Putin puppet are you? If in all those 4 years you never even had Russian warships off the coast of Florida. Well, Trump also talked about party unity today as he met with Republican lawmakers. Take a listen.
Well, thank you very much. This was a great meeting. There's tremendous unity in the Republican Party. We want to see borders. We want to see strong military. We want to see money not wasted all over the world. We don't want to see Russian ships right off the coast of Florida, which is what they are right now. That's unthinkable. We want to see just success for our country. And we don't have success right now. We have inflation that's killing everybody. We have levels of inflation that nobody's seen for, they say 42 years, they say 53 years, and they say 75 years. I would say probably all of them are wrong. Probably we've never seen levels like this before. And we're going to end that. We're going to bring back our jobs. We're going to bring back common sense to government. We're going to have strong borders, and we're going to have people come into our country, but they're going to come in legally. They're not going to pour in from prisons all over South America and all over the world. And it's not just South America, by the way. It's all over the world.
All over the world, absolutely. And Russian warships off of Cuba. Not amazing? So the other thing, too, that is something that – oh, yeah, here we go. This is talking about unity. Here, take a listen. The other clip, Matt. Got it?
So what's happening to our country is of great concern to the group of people standing alongside of me. And I just wanted to say that we have great unity. We have great common sense. A lot of very smart people in this room and a lot of people that love our country. They love our country beyond just about all else. And the only thing that maybe supersedes it is their family and maybe their faith in certain instances. And that's very nice. But they want this country to be great again, and we're going to make it great again. And so I just want to thank the Republican Senate, and I want to thank also the House. We met, as you know, with the full House, Republican House, today, and we had a tremendous meeting with them also, and there's great unity. Very similar, different topics, actually, but not that different. And there's one thing in common. We want to make America great again. We want to make our country great again. We're a nation that's in decline. We're a declining nation. We're a nation that is being laughed at all over the world. We have a leader that's being laughed at all over the world. And we're going to turn it around. We're going to turn it around fast. The polls are looking like they're very strongly for us. And if you, no matter where you look, in fact, a lot of states that people thought weren't in play are very strongly in play. Some were actually leading in.
Democrats, though, are trying some very interesting tactics. They're not going to go out without a fight. The Washington Post reporting Democratic efforts to lure young voters includes beer and birth control. The donor-funded experiments target younger voters in major metropolitan areas of a few key states who, if they do vote, tend to favor Democrats. So there you go, giving out beer. It's like kind of like what they did with the COVID vaccine. Remember that one with Bill de Blasio shoving fries into his fat face saying, remember that? If you get free fries if you got a shot. Then there was Vax and Scratch, my favorite from the LoveGov. Vax and Scratch. If you've got a vaccine shot, you also got a scratch-off card. Remember that one? But nothing DeSantis beats Bill de Blasio shoving fries. See if you can grab that audio clip for me. Shoving French fries into his fat face. Oh, delicious fries. We're talking while he's eating. It's disgusting.
He takes a handful of fries, too, if I remember correctly,
yeah,
and bites half of the fry, then puts the rest of the nibbled-on fries back into the communal container.
Yeah, he's disgusting.
During the pandemic.
And don't forget, too, this is the same guy who eats pizza with a knife and fork. So, I'm just saying.
He's not really Italian, right?
No, he's not Italian. His name's like Wilhelm or something like that. He changed it to de Blasio. What? It is. It's a William Wilhelm. Like he's a German Kaiser from 1919. No, it's he changed it to de Blasio for some, I don't know, some woke reason. I forget the reason was.
Celebrities always change their names, you know, to try to make themselves more attractive.
Is that what it is, Andrew?
Yeah. Yes. Well, you know, movie stars change their names, like no musician that's won a Grammy or anything like that. They never go by their actual name. Yeah. They always have like the stage names that sound cooler or whatever.
See, I changed my stage name. My real name is actually not Rich Zeoli. It's Weed Slut 420. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that. I got to remember that.
I thought Zeoli would be easier for people to roll off the tongue.
Yeah.
So. It's disgusting, right? The other thing that people say all the time is that, you know, when you're dealing with Democrat voters, these young voters, you got to get them to show up. They got other options to show up. Oh, you have de Blasio? Here's de Blasio who's shoving his face with French fries. Take a listen.
Free fries when you get vaccinated? I got vaccinated. You're saying I could get this? These delicious fries? Wait a minute. But there's also a burger element to this. Let me check with Bill Neidhart. Is it too early in the day to eat a burger? No. This could be breakfast. Okay. I want you to look at this and think about, again, some people love hamburgers, some don't. I really want to respect all ways of life, but if this is appealing to you...
He's even politically correct when he's talking about shoving his face with food. I can't help himself. He's got to be politically correct even while he's being disgusting by eating fast food. Not everybody likes hamburgers. I want to be respectful to our vegan friends. Moron. So beer and birth control is what they're giving out to Democrats, the youngins, the youths. These youths who might wind up voting for a third-party candidate like Robert F. Kennedy or perhaps Jill Stein of the Green Party or somebody else. I mean, they might do these things. I don't really think that beer and birth control is going to do it for the Democrats, but that's what they're trying to do. So they're going out now. It's funded by millions of dollars of various big, evil, creepy Bond villain donors in Pennsylvania, for example, and others. Oh, we got to guest coming up, Dr. Stanley Goldfarb is going to join us. I'm so excited, from Do No Harm. Straight ahead, don't go away.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Now, this is a very interesting story. By the way, the breaking news, the president says he will not pardon Hunter Biden. What do you expect him to say, though? So we'll see if he actually lives up to it. But I want to turn our attention to a topic involving children, because I think that, certainly as a parent, I think it's the most important issue before us right now is what they're trying to do to our children. And as a dad of three beautiful kids, I can tell you it scares me just how our society is trying to push children to go down the road of these so-called gender affirming care practices, and it's just absolutely ridiculous and dangerous to our children. And it's an honor to welcome back to the show Dr. Stanley Goldfarb. He is chairman of Do No Harm and professor of medicine at the Perelman School of Medicine at the University of Pennsylvania, right here in our backyard. Dr. Goldfarb, thank you for joining me in your hometown of Philadelphia. I appreciate it.
No, great to be with you again.
Now, the California Senate passed a bill out of committee on Monday rejecting evidence-based medicine in favor of ideologically charged gender-affirming care. Now, will you tell us what this bill would do?
Well, basically, it would allow schools and other individuals to start children down this path, which is often an irreversible path of changing their bodies and altering their body parts. Ultimately, without the parents really having anything to do with it, it's sort of keeping the parents blind to the changes that are proposed for their children, which is obviously an awful idea.
So the parents would have no consent whatsoever with this if a kid wants to do something that would permanently damage their body. I mean, I thought it used to be if a kid wanted an aspirin, you had to give consent as a parent.
Yeah, you know, I think we want parents to be totally involved in their children's care. Unfortunately, in this situation of so-called gender-affirming care, sometimes the parents are four square behind this, even though it's a terrible idea, and children can't possibly give consent, and nor really can parents give proper consent with real understanding of what's happening here. But certainly the idea that the parents should be kept in the dark on this is just a terrible idea. And, you know, it's the idea that the parents are not in charge of their children's development and upbringing, but rather, in this case, the state is determining that, which is really awful.
Dr. Goldfarb, it's infuriating as a parent to hear that, because my job as a parent is to guide my kids to make decisions that will they won't regret when they get older. And children make a lot of bad decisions. It's why kids are not allowed to drink alcohol and do drugs. And there's a lot of restrictions on what kids can do because their brains are still developing. So why would we allow children to go down this road knowing that their brains have not fully developed yet and they may change their mind at some point, but at that point it becomes irreversible?
No, it's a terrible idea. You know, what's happened in Europe now really it points the way to how this should be handled. So there are five European countries, and most recently a very extensive report by Hilary Cass, the chief pediatrician in the United Kingdom, and that, you know, a very eminent physician there, have all come to the conclusion that we just do not have evidence that these very troubled, often very troubled and vulnerable children would benefit at all from going through these kinds of either social transitions or medical transitions, particularly in their adolescence, that there's no benefit to them that has really been documented in the literature. And obviously, there's the potential for great harm. Just to point out the kind of harm that's potential, there now are over 50 lawsuits in various stages of development by children that have gone through gender affirmation, have had their bodies changed either through surgery or through the effects of these hormones that they're administered, and have realized it's a terrible mistake, and now they wish that they hadn't done that, and are blaming the physicians and the medical centers that told them that this was the right thing for them, when in fact nobody really understood how to treat these children properly. And in fact, almost certainly, according to the European nations, to this CAS review, which was done in the United Kingdom, what these children need is extensive psychological treatment. Surgery is not the answer to psychological problems, but that's what's going on here.
And the so-called puberty blockers, can we talk about those for a minute? Because as I understand it, first of all, they're not even approved for puberty blocking, I guess, for lack of a better term. They're also very dangerous, and they also could have some irreversible effects as well, right?
Yeah, you know, the point is puberty is an important and normal part of development, and blocking children from going through puberty is associated with all sorts of complications, including particularly in brain development. There's been some real questions about it, as well as in the development of their bones. The drugs have been used in the past for children that would start to go through puberty at a very early age, and so temporarily they would get the drugs, but then be allowed to go through puberty. The point of using these drugs is to either block puberty for its entirety or to block puberty for a short bit, and then the children start to go on large doses of these sex-changing hormones and altering their development forever, really. And the drugs are, and almost 98% of the children who start on puberty blockers end up on hormones. So the idea that it gives some sort of pause to allow further thinking just isn't the case. And now these drugs have been completely banned in the United Kingdom. That was one of the recommendations of the CAS report, and that's been the case for a while now.
Dr. Stanley Goldfarb is with me. He is chairman of the organization called Do No Harm, DoNoHarmMedicine.org. I'm grateful to have you on the show today. The other thing, too, is when you talk about the psychological help that these kids need, I completely agree with that point. I mean, we're talking about children who are, in fact, going through something. But the problem is, as I see it, politically speaking, there's an entire element of people that don't even want to entertain that could be a consideration. So, for example, if I'm a parent, they want to keep me in the dark. They don't even want me to know if my kid is going through this at school, because the idea that it could be something else besides just what is what, you know, the child's truth, the idea that it could be psychological, like the child could be suffering for mental illness, or could just be doing it for attention, or it could be something. You can't entertain those other possibilities. So people are willing to sacrifice the health of our children to try to push a political narrative. And I find that to be just so disturbing, dangerous, and wrong for the child.
No, absolutely. You know, it's called conversion therapy. So it's analogizing from the idea of trying to take children that are going to be gay adults and or even gay adults and try to convert them into being so-called, you know, heterosexuals. And they've analogized from that to trying to give these children enough insight that they understand why they're confused about their gender and to treat their other underlying medical problems. It's been seen in many clinics that as many as 30% of the children that go through these gendered, so-called gender-affirming treatments are autistic. A number of them have been abused. A number of them have depression. And the idea that unless they are allowed to go through this gender affirmation treatment, that they're going to commit suicide, has just been shown not to be true. The leading psychiatrist in Finland, who's been an expert in this area and has worked with these children for many years, points out that this claim in the United States that you either can have a dead son or a live daughter or vice versa is simply just not true. And that problem for these children is that they have a great burden of mental illness and they need to be treated for that rather than to go through hormones or even surgical procedures, which unfortunately goes on as well.
And then, and as you guys point out too on your site at Do No Harm, and I'm looking at a lot of this stuff too. I mean, much of this is being pushed through medical schools where they're teaching future doctors. And you also have stories on your site about how medical schools are adopting very far left ideology, but they're teaching doctors that this is the way it's supposed to be so that the doctors will graduate medical school with a medical degree and they'll have an entirely different take than the take of Dr. Stanley Goldfarb. That's not good.
No, you're correct. I mean, when you look at some of the anatomy materials that they have in their coursework, when they talk about the reproductive system, they make these statements that, you know, there is no one sex. There are various kinds of sexes. They're intersex. No, this is all wrong. There are two sexes. That's the case. And if people have confusion about their gender, they need to be understood. They need to be talked to. They need to undergo psychological treatment to understand why they're confused about this. Is there a child someplace that their view of their gender is correct and they're going to want to live like that the rest of their lives? Maybe, but we can't harm 100 children to find that one or maybe one in 1,000 or one in 10,000 children that, in fact, this might be something that works well for them. We can't harm a whole generation of children based on ideology and based on these very false ideas of what's beneficial here. It really is a tragedy that's going on. We're going to have lots of children that are harmed by this. These lawsuits are going to accumulate where more and more children are suing their practitioners for leading them down this path, as I mentioned. We have a bill that we're championing around the country called the Detransitioners Bill of Rights, because these children that want to change their back to being the gender they were born into, there are no insurance codes that will allow this to occur. They're often abandoned by the physicians that have pushed them through into these gender alterations that they've experienced. So this really is a medical tragedy that's going on. And you know, the studies that show that these children benefit psychologically from this are terrible studies. That's why even the organizations that promote these treatments agree that the evidence is of very, very poor quality to suggest that there's any benefit at all to this kind of treatment. And certainly there's plenty of evidence for harm.
And I know that you have Chloe Cole, who's a detransitioner. I know that she's speaking as part of the Do No Harm roadshow, for lack of a better word. I'm glad she's involved in this. She's a fantastic person. It's a shame what happened to her. And her story about saying that she wasn't even given any other options. I mean, she was just told this is what you have to do by doctors. Yeah. Scary. It's barbaric.
And her parents were told, you know, either you have let this go on or you're going to have a dead child here.
Yeah.
And so the parents, you know, become advocates also for their children. They don't want their child to be harmed, but they're sold really a false bill of goods by these physicians who push this without the proper evaluation of the patient, which is what the British Review of this has said. Every one of these children needs to be treated as an individual. They can't be assumed to have this gender dysphoria that can only be treated one way, which is hormones and puberty blockers and even surgery. They need to be treated as children that are troubled, vulnerable, and they need intense psychological therapy.
While I have you, Dr. Stanley Goldfarb, you have spoken a lot about DEI and the impact of DEI on medicine. Can you tell us about that? Because I think a lot of people are kind of in the dark about this idea of the effects of diversity, equity, and inclusion and what it's doing to medical schools and the healthcare industry in general.
Yeah, that's, you know, one of our two missions of Do No Harm is to fight back against DEI. And, you know, the problem with DEI is the words sound great, diversity, equity, and inclusion, but they don't mean what they normally mean in the when used as part of the DEI. Diversity means we're going to have more minority in our organization, in the healthcare workforce. And it's going to exclude Asians, particularly because they're overrepresented in the healthcare workforce. Equity means we're going to have equal outcomes. So we're not going to really assess people based on their qualifications and their abilities, but we're going to assume everybody's the same in terms of their ability to be physicians. And inclusion is really exclusionary. As I said, the Asian students are often excluded from many opportunities because they tend to be overrepresented in their academic performance. And we're fighting really against this. And I'll tell you the biggest sort of myth that's been put out there to justify this diversity idea is that black patients need black doctors in order to have a reduction in the healthcare disparities that exist. And our organization has looked very carefully at this issue. It turns out there are over 60 studies in the medical literature on this topic of whether patients need to be in concordance with their physician's race. And it turns out that there really is no evidence that supports this. There are papers that claim it, but there are equal number of papers that show, in fact, that when black patients have black doctors, they're less satisfied as patients with their physicians. So, but yet medical organizations have latched onto this idea and said, we must have diversity in the medical school class and we must bring minority students in unrelated to their qualifications. Some of them are really less qualified than some Asian students that have been denied admission. This is, of course, was the basis for the famous Supreme Court case throwing out affirmative action because people are harmed by this idea. You know, there are only so many opportunities for students to go to medical school. There is a limited number of places. They can't just go to another college the way you can as an undergraduate. If they don't get admitted to medical school, they can't be a physician. And if we decide that we're going to accept people based on non-meritorious factors and simply based on immutable characteristics like their race, then we're going to deny it to people that really do deserve to have that opportunity. So our organization is fighting against this because, you know, we want to see healthcare disparities go away. They're going to go away when individuals get better access to the healthcare system and know when to access the healthcare system. And let me just give you one little example of this business where there's a discrepancy, a disparity that is clearly attributable to lack of accessing the healthcare system in a timely fashion. So uterine cancer has become a major problem that's been increasingly recognized. There was a story in the Wall Street Journal recently that black women access the healthcare system after they have their first symptoms of uterine cancer, which is abnormal bleeding, 8 months after the first symptoms. White patients tend to access the system 4 months after their first symptoms. Those 4 months make a huge difference. And why do they wait that long? Well, part of it is this drumbeat that the healthcare system is biased against them, and therefore there's less trust that black patients have in the healthcare system. And this is not benefiting them, and it's not improving their outcomes, and yet it continues to be pushed as another rationale for having implicit bias training into pushing the diversity, equity, and inclusion regimen into healthcare. And this is, we're fighting against this because we think this is wrong. We think every patient should be treated as an individual. We shouldn't have different protocols for different racial groups. We shouldn't have students that come in because of a particular race. We shouldn't segregate students into different classes, which goes on in California medical schools at UCLA and University of California, San Francisco. We believe this is terrible. It's returning to a segregated society, which those of us who grew up in the 60s fought against and argued right. against. And now right. we see it recurring.
Dr. Stanley Goldfarb, Do No Harm. Thank you so much for joining us. Really appreciate it.
Great to be with you. Thanks for having me.
And NJ Diet's going to help you lose weight. Now, this is based on science and based on your biochemistry. That's why it works. NJDiet.com. Guaranteed weight loss of 20 to 40 plus pounds in only 40 days' time. Only 40 days, that's right. Just go to NJDiet.com or call them at 855-5-NJ-DIET. You will lose the weight. You will look great. You'll feel good. But without any of those shots and hormones, which, by the way, are also being banned in European countries, it works for you. Because it's meant for you and your individual body. So just go to NJDiet.com today. 20 to 40 plus pounds of guaranteed weight loss in only 40 days. NJDiet.com.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.